Good Vokra Boisai. Lilish Mas Imi Mirosti, Rusbas Mordechai, live from Chicago. The final shiurim here in the hotel. Beis Hashem, right after the shiur is the Hebrew shiur, and then straight to Lincolnwood. And tomorrow, Beis Hashem, shiur is regular in Chodorov. Bezrat Hashem, I hope you all had a wonderful yontif. You had a lot of matzah, good matzah. Hayoim shmoino yomim sheim shavu achod v'yoim achod bo'imer or lo'imer. The Aspiris Lo'imer sponsored Lili Nishma Sara Oleh HaShalom Bas David, a 10-year-old girl. One email last year, Eli suggested we do the ninth parak of Pesachim, which I was able to complete by Pesach. This year, he suggested doing Maseches Megillah. I finished it before Pesach and did the Siyum for Bechorim at Anshei Chesed in Boynton Beach, Florida. Thanks to MDY, I'm doing things I thought I'd never do. Baruch Hashem, haven't missed a day since Ksubis Daf Beis. Attaches me with Rebbe Eli at the big Miami Siyum Kultuv. Marvin Diamond, Chilchal Ereisa, keep on steiging, keep on growing. The small things that people do to change their life. The Koila for the Day by Joe Sharp, Boker Atom. Lili Nishmas Rav Avram Shlomo ben Rav Yaakov Alav Shalom. Lili Nishmas Et Yabas Rav Avram Yisrael Olea Shalom. The Mesech is sponsored by Anonymous. For the sake and speedy return of all the hostages. Parnas HaKodesh Lili Nishmas Chai Ben Moshe Lili Nishmas Chai Bas Yosef. Parnas HaKodesh Ben Yoman Rosenfeld for that sloughing business. And all my endeavors, Parnas Hayom, Dr. Mark Berkson, in honor of my son Yechiel Mechel, on the occasion of his 7th birthday, Mazel Tov. Parnas Hayom, Alan Rosenzweig, in memory of Gitaleo Bas Ayleib Rosenzweig, whose 15th yahrzeit is today, Isru Chag Pesach. The Art of the Month, anonymous for the schus for an easy childbirth, his daughter, and a healthy baby. Raboisai, as I am a daf ahead, I did today daf Samach Dalet, which is super easy. Samach Gimel is also very, very doable, nothing too complicated. I think there was bad rumors about Ezra Nashim. So far, so good. Everything's going to Valdik. We have a very geschmacked daf. We're going to learn one or two things that are going to get Lamaisa. We're holding on daf Samach Beis, Omed Beis. So just to recap a little bit, real quickly, the Mishnah says, Ve'izu Tarbis. We learned about Neshach. What's Tarbis? The Mishnah says, Amar Be'Peiris, this is the case in talking about, and I'll show you, I'll remind you here, in this case, Tarbis the Rabbanon, first he bought wheat for a dinner, which is 25, and then it went up to 30. And then he says, listen, I want my wheat so that I could buy wine. He says, I'll give you wine. And then the Gemara says it could go up in price. So let's go back over here just to see the wording in the Mishnah to reacquaint ourselves. Hamar bepeiros, keitzad lokachimenu chidim bedinur zav akur v'chein hashar amdu chidim mishloishim dinarim amar leiten lechidim. Okay, so that's the case that we just saw. That's in the Mishnah. So Abaya yesterday tried to say a pshat. Rava knocked it out. He doesn't like the way the whole wording didn't fit into the Mishnah. Nothing really worked. So he's done with Abaya. Comes Rava, he says, I have a new pshat. We're holding one line from the bottom, two lines from the bottom. Elo Amar Rava. Let's explain this Mishnah in a different way. It's not exactly the way it's written. It's a little bit of an interesting story. But very simple and basically the same thing as we learned, but with the steps repeating themselves. How does it go? Elam Arava ki shachivna, when I die, says Rava, very interesting lashon. Ki shachivna, when I die, says Rava, Rabbi Shaya nafak levasi, Rabbi Shaya will come out in Olam Haba and greet me. Why? The mitaratzim asnisin kevasei. Rabbi Shaya, one of the two authors of the famous brises, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shaya, Rava always, throughout Shas, says Rashi, always sticks up for Rabbi Shaya, tries to explain the Mishnah like Rabbi Shaya. The Mishnah goes like the Braisa. The Braisa goes like the Mishnah. In other words, Rabbi Shaya was trying to explain the Mishnah. This Lashon, by the way, is brought down in many different Achronim. Even the Ramban uses this Lashon. When I die, the Rif will come out to greet me. It's brought down in the Magad Misharim. Was a Malach that learned with the Beis Yosef. He says, you should know that the Rambam is very happy with the two Pshatim you said yesterday. He loves it. He's very happy. And in fact, he's going to come out and greet you when you die. Such a Lashon, which is the old famous joke, which I probably just mentioned, that there was a Litvak that came up to Shemayim and he started giving a whole pilpul in the Rambam. So the Rambam comes out and he says, you're talking shtus, that's not what I meant. So he looks at the Rambam and says, go back to where you came from. You never learned in the Litvak Yeshiva. You don't know how to learn. Anyway, it's one of those jokes. Fine. So, says the Gemara like this. The Tani Rabbi Shai. Our Mishnah is going to fit right with the Rabbi Shai's role. A person, similar to how we learned in the Mishnah, a little bit of a variation. This Braisa completely argues with what we said yesterday, but it's a variation. Somebody owed somebody else 100. V'halav v'amad al garnoi, v'amar tenli ma'oisai. He goes to the goyren, to the threshing floor, and he says, tenli ma'oisai. I want my money back. Why? Shani ro'i telikach ba'im chitim, I want to purchase wheat. So the guy says, oh, you want wheat? Here. V'amar lai, chitim yeshli shani noizim l'cho. Tzei v'asah n'olai kishar shalachshav. So we're very familiar with the two tenaim, the two conditions that you need when you do a forward contract. First of all, either you have yeshloi, I have wheat right now, or you go out and you see what's the market, what's the price in the market in a stable market. So it says like this: I want wheat. Sorry, I want money. I want money. So he says, I have wheat. I'll give you wheat instead. So this is a gevaldige story. Look what happens here. Let me just get there. Oh. Goes like this. You ready? Step one. Give me my money. I want to purchase wheat with it. So he says, you know what? I don't have money. Let me give you some wheat. He says, okay, great. Then he says, okay, let's establish how much money I have. I owe you 100? Okay, let's make, how much wheat can you buy for 100? Here it is. I owe you now 2 bushels of wheat. Step two is, give me wheat. Why? Because I want to buy wine. Now, in each step, let's assume he has the wheat. So it works. There's no ribbis here. I have the wheat. Now I owe you wheat. If I want, I can give you the wheat. No, I don't want wheat. You know what I want now? I want wine. Okay, so let's look at the market for wine. Now the wheat went up in price. I gave you 2 bushels. Now the 2 bushels are worth, instead of 100, they're worth 200. Doesn't matter. I promise you 2 bushels. Now I want to convert the 2 bushels of wheat. I want to convert them to the price of wine right now. Okay? So let's convert it to, that's mutter. I could give you the wheat that we said I could give you. I could give you the wheat even though it went up in price. So instead, I'm going to convert the wheat to wine. Now, the wine goes up in price. That's also okay. Now, instead of wine, I want oil. It's 3 steps. Give me wheat. Okay, I'll give you wheat. But you know what? Let me transfer the whatever I owe you in wheat, I'll transfer to wine. Great, that works. Now, the wine went up in price. Okay, give me my wine. Let me transfer it to oil. There's a great cartoon. I like this a lot I show this cartoons all the time from Bensi Wolman. It's in Hebrew. He says, give me, you owe me money. Okay, so could you want wheat? Yeah, I'll take wheat. But not wheat. Let's go. But give me wine instead. Okay, fine. Give me oil instead. So the guy goes, Tishma, ta mitkhil alot li al atzavim. Listen, you started to make me nervous. You started to get on my nerves. Started to get on my nerves. 3 times, it went from money to wheat, to wine to oil. Okay, enough is enough. We get the point. The point is one. every one of the steps, you could stop and say, okay, it works. On one condition.
Yeshla.
On one condition, yeshla. If he has the wheat, great. Let's move to the next stop. If he transfers to wine, it works. On condition, he has wine. You want to transfer the wine, and the price of the wine can go up. That's fine, as long as he had it there. Now, if you look at the Mishnah, see, I didn't underline it. Here. Look at the last words on the bottom. V'yayin ein lohi. In other words, Rabbi Shaya lines up right with the Mishnah. The reason why it doesn't work in the Mishnah, ki ein lohi. He doesn't have it. But if yesh lohi, then it's fine. He's not over on Tarbis. He's not over on Rubis. So let's see inside. He goes to the threshing floor and says, I want my money. Why? He tells him the reason why. Shani writes to the Gibbon Chitim, I would like to purchase wheat with it. Fine, I have plenty of wheat. Look, you don't want it now? Let's figure out how much wheat you deserve for the money I owe you and take that. Now, he gives my Chitim card. The time comes to give it to him. Omer lo, you know what? Ten lichitim. I want my wheat. I want to purchase wine with it. I want to sell the wheat and buy wine. Oh, you came to the right address. Not only do I have wheat, I also have wine. I'm going to yayin. Shani rezin lo. Tzevas on alai. Kishav shel achshav. Okay, let's figure out how much I could transfer the new price. The more expensive price of wheat, because the price of wheat went up, let's transfer that to wine. I owe you 100, now I owe you 200 worth of wheat. Let's transfer it to 200 of wine. He gives my yayin limkor. Now the time came to give him the wine. And now the wine went up to 300. I'd like to purchase oil. You know what? I own a makolot. I could give you wheat, I could give you wine, I could give you oil. Now, so we just did a third of an amud. Very, very simple case. Kulam, and the law is, the rule is, im yesh loim mutar, if he has it by him, then all this is great. Every step of the way. You could stop at the wheat, you could stop at the wine, you could stop at the oil. Ein loim osur. And that's what the Mishnah is going to say. Now, there's only one little problem. Gemara says, if we look all the way in the beginning, what's the case? Rav's case starts off that he borrowed money from him, and he transferred that loan into the wheat. So why does it say, Loka chimenu chitim? The Mishnah starts off at a case where somebody purchased wheat. What does the word lokach mean? So says Gemara, my lokach, not the end of the story. Just like Rav asked on Abaye a bunch of questions, didn't fit into the word machartim, etc. Okay, so how does the word lokach work? My lokach, who bought wheat? Nobody bought wheat. Lokach bava also fits right in. What? He transferred the loan into wheat. Okay. Halacha lemaisa, if a person didn't give money, so you need yeshloi. That's what happens. We learn from here, you need yeshloi. I didn't give you money, I have a loan, I'm transferring it to you. If you have something to give me, great. Over here, yotza ashar won't work. Just because there's a stable market, it's not going to help me. You took a loan, you transferred it into wheat. If you have the wheat, great. If just because you can purchase the wheat, that's not enough. You have to have the wheat. Omar Rava, Shema Minam of the Rabbi Shaya class, I can learn from this price of three things. Rava is the one that likes Rabbi Shaya. He explained the Mishnah according to Rabbi Shaya, and we can actually learn three things from Rabbi Shaya. Three simple things that we already discussed some. Shema Minam, the Mamidim Milva, Akabe Peirois, you can convert this halva, this loan, into money. This loan of money could convert into fruit, into something else. Yeah, he owed him money. He owed him $100. Convert it to wheat. But yesterday we said something else. Shlomo screamed out then, you need money in the hand. You have to show money. No, you don't need money according to Rishai. The explanation in the Mishnah is, this works on condition that the person has the wheat, the person has the wine. On a third thing, we hold like Rabbi Yanai. Okay, as we're going to see in a second, Rabbi Yanai says, what's the difference if a person has the fruit or he has money, he has cash? Then what? Ditma. Rav Omar is my money with payroll, so we're holding halfway down the Omar. Rav says, I'm on a means to trust somebody. So you can do a forward contract. Rav argues with Rabbi Yanai. Rav says, we hold like Rabbi Yanai. Rav says, no. I could give you a forward contract when it has to do with fruit, but you cannot pay me forward with money. Let's see in a second. Rabbi Yanai Omar, Mali Hein, Mali Demeyem. In other words, I made a forward contract with you on, I'm giving you cash, 100, for a future in wheat. You're going to give me 100 worth of wheat, but the price of wheat went up. So I'm going to take the wheat that's worth now 150. Could I take cash instead of that? I gave you 100 for 100 wheat. Now the wheat went up. By the way, it reminds me of Settlers. I don't know, the game Settlers, no? Give me 100 wheat, wine, this. I don't really play it, but I hear my kids, you got some wheat? Give me some wheat. So, again, I purchased wheat, 100 wheat, and you could give me, it's mutter for you to give me 150 wheat. I don't want 150 wheat. I want 150 cash. Is that okay? It's much like ribbis. Says Rabbi Yanai, what's the difference? If you give the guy 150 worth of wheat, so you'll save him the tircha of converting the 150 wheat into cash. I'll give you the cash directly. What's the problem? Cash and wheat is the same. Mali hay, what's the difference if I give you wheat? Or mali the main, where I give you 150 in cash? Ask the Gemara, but what about, we just learned from Rabbi Shai's Braisa, if you have this, it works. So, yeah, we're talking about that he got money, but you it says in Rabbi Shai that he gave him money to buy wheat. If he has the wheat, great. If he doesn't have the wheat, not. He's going to explain in Rabbi Shai that there was a kinyan mater. He did a meshicha, and a mela became his. Oh, once it becomes his, then you can convert it to anything you want. So what kind of chiddush is he? Okay, it became his. He actually pulled on the wheat. It became his wheat. Okay, so you can do whatever you want. Transfer the wheat to cash. What's the chiddush? Ella kigoyin sheichud lekerens of this. Here's a picture. Yoshi did this. Sheichud lekerens of this. In other words, he didn't really do a meshicha. He didn't. He wasn't kind of, but he said, "I'm giving you a corner in my house with your wheat. That's yours. But there's no kinyan done. Nevertheless, since it's almost yours, it's set aside for you. Therefore, you could transfer it into cash." As Gemara, Ushmul Amar Hamani Rabbi Yudahi. So we have a beautiful chiddush here. Let me see if I have it here. So we're just saying Yeshloi. I put this in for whatever reason. It's Ashar. These are the two things that we're talking about. Oh, a new Musaf, Rabbi Yisai. It's called Tzad Echad Beribis Mutar. Really, the Amar Tzad Echad Beribis Mutar. That what? We'll say this about Peh real quickly. If there's let's say that we had this case earlier, where if somebody borrows money, and in addition, in order to get the loan, he says, you know what, take my real estate. Take my real estate. If I don't pay you back, the real estate is yours. What happens up until the point where he owes the money? who gets to use the fruit. If the malve uses the fruit, we said it's nachyasa, remember, you deduct. It's supposed to deduct. Now, there's two things that can happen here, Rabbi Yisrael, right? What are the two options? Either the loiva pays back his loan and the property goes back to the loiva, the borrower pays back and the borrower gets back his real estate. So if the malvi used any of that real estate in between, it comes out retroactively that he was getting ribbis. Why? The borrower, he borrowed up $1 million and he gave him a nursing home. For a whole year, the borrower is using all the money that comes from the nursing home or from... He owns a nice building. He takes all the rentals, all the income. He takes for himself. The lender is taking for himself the whole time. Then when the borrower comes and gives him back his $1 million, he gets $1 million plus all the rentals from the whole year. What is that called? Ribbis. But Rabbi Yehuda holds it's okay. Why? Because there's a chance, tzadechot, ribbis. There's a big chance that the loiva, the borrower, won't pay back the $1 million. And then it'll be 100% the malvas. And the entire time that he took the rentals, it was the malva's rentals. It was the lender's rentals. So it's okay. You hear what's going on here? Ribbis, says Rabbi Yehuda, when it's 100%, you owe me this amount of money. I don't care what happens. I'm giving you $1 million. You pay me back $1.1 million. That's ribbis. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's if it's 100%. But if there's a 50% chance that I'm not going to pay you back 1.1, there's a 50% chance that you, the borrower, are going to default and I'm going to get the real estate. And all the real estate I used the whole year was actually mine and it was okay. He says, that's fine. Mine review you don't tell me it's motor. This time, yo. Haresh, you know, you should have a mother of us, Holy Sadeh, you mecher. The borrower gave a field as collateral. Bzman shamu yichar oichal peris mutter. If the borrower uses the field and eats the fruit, takes the rentals, of course it's okay. Mutter. But what if the lender takes the fruit? Also, that's the Tanakh Amar. Rabbi says that's okay. Why? Because it's tzad echad beribis. It's only 50% chance that it's going to be ribbis. The other 50% chance it's not ribbis. Says Rabbi Yehuda's motor. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, I'll prove it to you. Ma'aseh v'abayit es ben zunin sha'asa sadeu mecher api Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. There's a story with Ba'isus ben zunin that he was the borrower. He gave his field as collateral. And the lender was eating the fruit the entire period up until the loan was due. They said that the exact opposite happened. Mishram Raya, you got a proof from there. It was the borrower that used his own field. He was eating fruit from his own field. Of course, there's no ribbons in that. Says Gemara, my benai. What's the svar of the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama? Omar Abai, tzadechot beribis, yivinai. This exact idea, one pshat that we could explain is if it's only 50% chance that there'll be interest, is that also or not? Tzad echa beribis, not both, it's not, only 50% chance. Rava Omar, that's not the machlokes. Ribis amanas lahachzir yikibinayu. Can I take ribis right now, knowing that I might have to return the entire ribis afterwards? Right now I did take it. Am I over? Or perhaps, since you know that if something happens, such as that the borrower is going to pay it off in full, so then you're going to go retroactively, just pay all the rents they took all year, pay him back. Is that considered ribis or not? On the one hand, you took ribis. On the other hand, you paid it back. Okay, maybe paying back is okay. That's a machloikas. The Tanagama holds that's also. Omar Rava, Hashtag Omar Rabiana, now we're holding the Psalm Gimel and Beis already. Believe it. How long are we doing this? 24 minutes with the emails. Mavish easy stuff, no? It's going good? Yeah, because you're about Kishra. The Psalm Gimel and Beis. Mali Heinu, Mali Demei Mamrino, listen to this beautiful thing. It says, Rava, just like we just said, what's the difference if I give you the wheat? If the wheat went up in price from 100 to 150, I could give you $150 worth of wheat, so let me give you $150. You gave me $100, let me give you a return, $150. It's not ribbis. Why? Because if I could give you $150 worth of wheat, I could give you $150 in cash. This is Rava, beautiful. Listen to this. What do you say, Shlomo? This is a gevaltik gevardi. When I say yeshlo, what would you say, Misfar? Yeshlo. We discussed the whole time, the only way this works, this forward contract works, and I could transfer a loan into wheat, and then the wheat goes up in price, I transfer the wheat into wine. So he said, only if he has the wheat. Only if he has the wine. What if he doesn't have wheat? What if I gave him, instead of the wheat, I gave him $100, and with the $100 he could buy wheat? He doesn't have wheat. Is that yeshlo or not? You say not. Says Rabbi, yes. Just like you told me I could transfer wheat into cash, I could give him one or the other. So when it comes to yeshlo also, what's the difference if I have wheat or I have cash? I can take the cash and buy wheat. Not cash that he has in the bank, but cash that you gave him. The buyer gave him cash. So he's saying, oh, on condition, he could transfer, he gave him cash to purchase wheat. And then the wheat went up, that's okay. Because yeshlo, because he has wheat. No, the buyer gave him $100. And with that $100 today, he could go right now to the market and buy $100 worth of wheat. The fact that he was lazy doesn't change the fact that he doesn't have wheat. He had the ability to buy wheat. Just like if I could give you $150 worth of wheat instead of $100. And that's not ribbis. Why? Because it's a forward contract, and I was able to give it to you then, I give it to you now, I'll give you $150 worth of wheat. And instead of giving you $150 worth of wheat, I'll give you $150 in cash, and it's not ribbis. So two, the fact that I could give you the wheat right now, I have cash. I don't have to give you wheat right now, I have cash. And cash is instead of wheat. Malienu maldemei mamrinon, maldemeim, malihei namiamrinon. Okay, the Lashon over here is backwards. We're not going to go into it, not to confuse anybody. We'll dumb it down a little bit. The idea is simple. Forget the wording, how it goes. Okay, umali hain over here means money. So money that I gave you, that the purchaser gave you, that money could buy you wheat right now. You could just go to the store down the block and buy wheat. Okay. Says the Gemara. Oh, and we continue. And this is how we pass in halacha, not like you said. That I could do a forward contract, poiskin alashar, forward contract, shibashuk, I would be shameless. Even though I don't have it in my house, I have a bundle of cash. What's the difference, cash or wheat? I got the bundle of cash from you. Not that I have a bundle of cash in the bank. I got it from you. So if I got it from you, what's the difference? If I'll take that cash and buy wheat or not buy wheat. So asks Rav Papa the Rav, "Kulo m'miyeshli mutar." It says before it's not like that. It says you have to have it. You mainly asker. If he doesn't have it, he doesn't. Oh, what's the alva? The price of Rabbi Shaya is alva. Hachas vine. There's a difference between a loan and purchase. With the purchase, it works. Says the Gemara. Now we have. What's the reasoning behind Yotza Ashar? How does Yotza Ashar mean? Again, what's Yotza Ashar? Let's see if we can find it here. We had two conditions, right? We had the condition of Yeshloi and Yotza Ashar. So, very, very simple. What's the logic behind Yotza Ashar? If there's a stable market for this product and you pay me for this product, then I could give you a forward contract. We made a deal. You give me $100, I will provide you $100 worth of wheat in a few months. Then the wheat went up. This bushel, one bushel that we made a deal on, went up to 150. I'm permitted to give it to you, even though you only gave me 100. It's not ribbis. You gave me 100, I give you back 150. Not ribbis. Why? Yot asha. At the time that you gave it to me, there was a stable market. What's the logic? Rabbi Rav Yosef Damer Tavayu, two shot them over here. My time on Rav Bono Poiskim Al Shar, what?
When you say stable market, that means he's able to go and get it whenever he wants, not the market stable. What makes a stable market being able to get it? Or?
That the price was the same for 2-3 days. I don't know the exact amount of time, but let's call it 3 days. 2-3 days that this was the market. Not like today, that the market is constantly adjusting itself every day. It goes up and down 25 times. There's a certain time, like when there's a lot of wheat on the market, everybody's charging $100 per bushel. And that was the price for 3 days. Not 110, not 95, 100 per bushel for 3 days. Yeah, it's a price. That's a serious stable price. I'm talking about, I don't know what, I try to look it up. The most I was able to call it, like 2-3 days. Not 2-3 hours, 2-3 days, let's say. Something like that. I don't think it's a 30-day thing or 100-day, 2-3 days. Enough that you, when you go buy it, I make a deal with you, I have enough time to take my time. Tomorrow I go, it's the same price. Or yesterday. My time on Rabbanu Paiskin Las Shash Vashok, even though he doesn't have it, right? The one condition is Yeshle. But if you don't have it, you could buy it at a stable market. I don't need your favors. The buyer, you're buying for me. You could tell me, how do they say in Yiddish? Whatever. I don't need your favors. Throw it on the thorns. So look what Yoshi did. I like this a lot. Check this out. It's a beauty. I wish you saw this, Lomo. You're gonna. Let me see if I could zoom in here. I want to zoom in on the. Okay. I just zoomed in on the product. Basically, it's a dump truck that's dumping out all the Pesach stuff. The worthless stuff. I don't need your favors. All the potato chips, all the macaroons, all the stuff. Throwing it out in a pile of thorns. That's what Yoshi did. I thought it was Givaldek. It says, post-Pesach dump. Okay, mamish and yonad yom. In other words, what are you giving me? Think about it. What are you worried about? You're buying from me wheat for 100. I give you back 150. You tell me, I don't need your favors. I'm not doing you a favor by giving you 150 back. You gave me cash for this wheat. If you wanted to, you could have bought it yourself. Nothing would have happened. You'd have bought it right now for 100, taken a bushel of wheat, taken it to your storage, and held it there. Nothing would have happened. So I didn't give you anything. What did I give you? You didn't gain anything from me, by you giving me the cash and me giving you back 150 instead of 100. You could have done the same thing. Take your favors, you tell me, take your favors, and throw it on the thorns. My honestly, what did you give me? You have these Zubiyadi. If I wouldn't have given you the cash, I would have had my own cash. Zubiyadi. I would have gone to the cities, Hine and Shili, right over there next to Rava or wherever. I'd have bought it for cheap. Only Abai the Rabbi Yosef says, Abai the Rabbi Yosef, what do you mean? What's the famous case? Saw b'saw. Let's look at saw b'saw for a second. I lend you $20 worth of wheat in a certain measurement. It's a problem to give me back because the same amount, what?
Fluctuates
in price, the same amount could be worth 30. Saw b'saw. Oh, says Rava, says a bite to Rava. What do you mean? I don't need your favors. I could have bought the same wheat. I gave it to you at 20. Well, you gave me back the same wheat that I gave you, and today's worth 30. Shkoyach, I could have kept it in my house. It would have gone up to 30. You didn't give me anything. What'd you give me? You gave me what I already had. It's even worse. Over here, I gave you wheat, and you gave me back the wheat. Oh, and the price went up. And if I didn't give you the wheat that I would have kept in my house, the price would have gone up in my house. So now it went up in your house. What did you give me? Why is it awesome in the Rabbanu? If so, sabasah should be mutter. We know it's awesome. It's the same svara. Take your favors and throw it on the thorns. Oh, what? You think that my wheat is going to get ruined in the storage? Says Rashi, for moisture, whatever. No. Again. When it comes to Sabasa, it's a loan. I'm giving you a loan of wheat, and you're paying back the loan. You borrow. It's a borrow. You go to your friend, you go to your neighbor, knock, knock, can I have some wheat? Here, I'm lending you. That's in borrowing. We're talking about sale. I'm doing a purchase. I'm doing a future contract. What's a future contract? Future contract is not a loan. Future contract is a purchase. I'm a yeshiva. I want to buy a bunch of bread for the whole year. Here's $1,000. Give me bread the whole year. It's a purchase, not a loan. Loans, we have to be more careful because there are bonds. Not by the purchase. You just said, you didn't do me any favor. You could have taken the money and gone to the marketplace and bought the same thing for the same amount of money. I didn't give you anything. Just because the price went up by me and I gave you more product that costs more, I didn't give you anything. But wait a minute. When I give you product, I go and I negotiate with the middleman. You, what would you do? If you went to buy the product, you would have to pay a little extra for the middleman. That didn't come out of the bottom line. Yeah, you're right. He has to add a little bit for the middleman. Rav Ashi Omer, no, you don't have to add for the middleman. Why? When you have a lot of money, then the sellers come to you. There's no middleman. You don't need a middleman. They know you want to buy. Great. This halacha is lemaisa over here. Mamish halacha lemaisa. What happens? Sometimes you go to the store, you buy a refrigerator, let's say. Okay? Purchase a refrigerator. Doesn't happen. It's going to get to you next week. What's a good example? I don't know. A car. Yeah, a car. Go to the dealership. I want to buy this car right here. I don't have it. You pay me today, I'll give you the car. What happens many times? All of a sudden the price goes up. But he has to honor the price that he gave you. What's the halacha?
It's fine. I did the deal, that was the price.
But it's not yeshlei. I don't have it. How can I take your money and promise you a car which I don't have? Let's say I have the car. It's green. I don't like green. I want blue. So no problem. He puts in the computer, he orders a blue car from Toyota. Takes a month to come. By that time, all Camrys went up in price. Whatever it is, it went up in price. It happens all the time. I bought a car and it's a stroke. By the time I got it, the price went up for everybody. Yeah? It's a big problem, halacha. You're not allowed to do it. It's ainlay. Even if he has that exact car in a different color, it's ainlay. Because my color, he doesn't have. Halacha lemaisa. When you buy something, whether it's a refrigerator, a car, whatever it is, you buy furniture from a furniture guy and he has to make it. I'm dealing with it right now in Eretz Yisrael. We bought furniture and we still didn't make up our mind how to do it. Da, 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 da. They took our money. Maybe the price went up. Maybe not. They didn't take all the money, so maybe it's less of an issue. They took 50%. But if they don't have it and the price goes up, that's ainlay. And there's no Yotza Ashar. You can't buy that somewhere else. The guy can't buy a Camry somewhere else. There's only one Camry. It's coming from China, from Japan now. Wherever it comes from. New York. Where? Okay. Doing sponsors for the turning of the Amud. In honor of my uncle, Rebbe Chonim Pressman, and his chus v'akiva, Simcha Bevego. Shlomo Lazarian's son. Akiva Simcha Bevega. We share his son. Shkayach Shlomo. Bemis. Tremendous Akar Sintai Shlomo. Takes care of my son, Akiva Simcha, in Los Angeles. Official, and it's not pashut. The more you give somebody, the more they treat you like a father, like they deserve it, yeah? Official mitzvah motivators in honor of the Lehman's for sponsoring Sfarim for the daily Ner Talmud learning, and by the Gwertzman brothers for your sets of our grandfathers, the Chavar Moshe ben Yerachmila, Vashalom, Rav Eliezer Moshe ben Rav Shema Zetzal. Just a few more minutes, and we're almost done. We have a half hour here. Rabbi Rav Yosef the Amr Tarvayo. Yeah, we're smack in the middle of Amud Beis. Both Rabbi and Rav Yosef say, "Hai man de yoev zuzi ataru charifo." Listen to this. If I'm purchasing wheat at a very low price, tzorch l'schazuyeh lebeitori, you have to show up. Here we go. To show up at the threshing floor. So we're going to go through very simple things. Things that we learned already. Lamai, what's the point of showing up at the threshing floor? Ilu mikna, if to do a kinyan on the wheat, it's not going to work. Halikari. The whole time we're dealing with this is something interesting. We're talking about the guy paid. You cannot acquire something with a kinyan through paying money. The mashicha. Money doesn't work. Halikari. Oh, so just to remind the Misha Para in Bab Metzia Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, we had in the Mishnah Aval Amru Misha Para Manchidar Amabel. If you don't keep your word, so Akos Baruch Hu, who took revenge from the people of the Dar Amabel and the Dar Aflaga, who also lead part of Misha Inu Amid Bidibura, he is going to take revenge from a person who doesn't keep his word. Here's the pictures. These are the pictures that Yoshi did back in the day for Dar HaMabel, people climbing up to the top of the mountain. You see the Teva in the background. And this is Dar HaFlaga. They try to climb. It's above the clouds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took revenge from those people. Says the Gemara, if it's just to get a Misha Para to be over on the Misha Para, to get a curse, even if you don't go to the threshing floor, you will get this Misha Para. Says Gemara, tremendous chiddush here. No, it's to get this curse. Listen to this. When people buy wheat, let's say I have a factory, I need to make bread. I go to Yushlom and I try to purchase wheat from you. I'm not going to rely on you. What if you don't have a crop? I need a cover all the bases. You know what I do? I go to three people like you. Two, three people, says Zimar. And you know it, and I know it. So there's not a real kinyan here. I would think. That's why I have to show up to your factory. That's why I come to your threshing floor. Now I show I'm serious. If I come to your threshing floor, some chadaita, you're some das, and now I get a Misha Para. But if I don't show up, I thought that you found some better wheat, whatever it is, better than what I have to offer, and you got it from there. I don't know how to hold any grudges. I know it works. It's not the first time I've been selling wheat. I know that the people come. I just don't know how to do business like that. I lock in with you, and then you buy from somebody else. I can't lock in with two people. I don't know how it works, but that's how they did it. The buyer has the upper hand there. That's what it seems like. Omar Ravashi, Hashtag, I'm just Mishmach Taito. Says Ravashi, if we're talking about people agreeing to something, I feel like I don't have to come to your factory, even if I bump into you in the street and show. Omar Lay, and he said, hey, I want to buy from you. Remember, we did a deal. That locks it in. Somcha Taito. Omar Rav Nachman, there's a big Lola de Ribisa, there's a big rule when it comes to ribis. Call Agarnater Le'osur. So remember this cloud. It's called Agarnater. Agar is a payment. There's a better word for it. You earned this because of Natar, because you waited. Ribis means I'm taking money from you for waiting. So we have real estate, and sometimes we wait for our tenants to pay, and they don't pay on time, so we charge them extra. I don't know, does it work well in Los Angeles? Mm-hmm. What, Leifi? That's agar natar. That's awesome. That's called ribis. You are paying me a Leifi because you owed me $1,000 in rent that you didn't pay in time. So now you're going to pay me $1,020. I'm charging $20 because you had my money for three extra days. It's not because you're staying in my apartment, because you're paying for next month, right? Because you didn't pay me on time. Agar Natar. Yeah? You have to be careful. I hope you don't have any Jewish residents. I'm not worried about you. I had a guy with Israeli flag, and every time he saw me, he used to scream, ah! Okay, so you have to do partnerships, and I don't know what. It's all sorts of things that we don't think about day to day. That's what I'm saying. These halachas of ribis are very. There's a machon the ribis in Eretz Yisrael. They have thousands, I think 1,800 rabbanim that work for them. They'll give you shiurim everywhere because it's so prevalent. It's everywhere. It's on the credit cards, it's in the banks, it's in the this and the that. I'm telling you, us real estate guys, we have to be super careful with loans and investors, and here's something else that we never thought about. Late fees is agernata. As long as klal beribis kolad atar agernata lay also. Another thing. You buy wax from somebody. The price is 4 for 1 zuz. Pay me now. I'll give you later. This is where the cars come in and everything. If he has the wax right now, it's great. Yeah, this is the halacha of the car. If you have it, great. You don't have it, not. Now, even when you have it, with mutter, they say, mufurish, you can't explain it. You can't say, if you say straight out, I'm giving you a better deal, there's two prices. One price for, if you pay me now, one price for later. If you're mefarish like that, it's no good. Doesn't work. Can't be mefarish. But without getting confused over here, istu gabei, if he has the wax, and he can provide you wax right now, then you can buy it for cheaper. You give him the money now, get it. Lesson gabei also. So you want to cheat, what's the big chiddush? Let's see the isle ashroi b'masa. Oh. So this is also important. Negela maisa. The store that doesn't have the wax, put in an order. They actually paid the wax guy. But they never received it. That's not counted as if you have it. That's ainly. If you put in an order, and you pay for the order, but it didn't show up yet, it's on the way, I don't know what, it's in the mail, they have to make a delivery, but they didn't make the delivery yet, you don't have it. You don't have it until you have it. Somebody owes him a shray in Hebrew today, a shray means credit. You have credit in the city. It's like literally, I have it in my house, and I have to wait until my son shows up to open it. I have to find the key. No. You and I know that when somebody else has to deliver something, it's not like you have it and you just don't have access to it. Since you cannot, you're missing the what's the word? Gufaina to collect. Command the lesson of dummy. You still don't have it. You don't have a reboisai. Agutavoch. A good yard, and have a wonderful day.